Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, legendary award-winning journalist and copywriter and wordsmith. Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Author of three books, folks, Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking, telecommuting, all that. So find that all those things at his website, and if you need words, he's got them. He'll help you. Hey Jeff, you got a tech report for us?
Yeah, I got a tech report for you. I don't know how many of listeners out there are on the Apple, the iPhone platform. Let's just talk in street language. Are using iPhones?
Right.
They have, they came out with X or 10, they came out with 8 a couple of weeks ago or whatever it was, the new phones. And I got to tell you, they're also simultaneous, they're pushing out updates. They're constantly, and all of the phone manufacturers, even on your desktop or laptop computer,
right,
they're always pushing out updates, whether it's to catch a bug or to seal a patch or just to annoy you. I got to tell you, I'm just on my social media, I've been hearing people complain nonstop about some of the patches that are coming, not patches, but updates that are coming across.
For Apple.
For the iPhone. I mean, you hear about them with some others, but they're not as sort of notorious for just being problematic in how they affect the phone. And people are... with my wife, she downloaded her phone recently. Some of her apps wouldn't work. Some of them have to be updated because they were downloaded for a previous version of the operating system. So they now need to be updated.
They're broken now.
Yeah, and so she had to go and sort of reinstall a number of apps. Battery life with some of the newer operating systems, when you install the new system, the battery life, you can just almost watch the percentage just drop as where you otherwise would have it, last most of the day or the entire day or more than, you're plugging back in sometime in the middle of the day. And the key point is, and I think that we all, anyone on the Apple who uses an iPhone, and there's a new update, you always get this reminder that pops up in the middle. You're surfing along, using your email, looking at pictures of cats, whatever. And all of a sudden, this pops up, and it says, a new update is available.
Right.
Install tonight. Install now. Install tonight. Remind me later. And it just pops up in the middle. And in some ways, a natural instinct would be to say, install now.
Right.
But many of us, because I'm a dinosaur on a 5S because I like the size, it's small, it still works.
You could be arrested for that,
You know what? I think if when Apple listens to your thing, they're going to
And they do listen, by the way.
Exactly. They're going to come here and grab me and
they're going to put you in a cage and show people, charge admission to see you.
It's one of those freak shows of days of old. But I keep getting this update, but I tell you what, my phone, and part of the problem is an older phone like mine doesn't have the capability in many ways to run the latest version.
It doesn't have the engine problem.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And so for me to do that, I mean, it goes beyond whether it's going to let me, whether it's going to sap my battery, my apps.
Which is another way of getting you to upgrade your phone, by the way.
Well, it's funny. I posted this to social media, and my daughter read it and commented, and she goes, isn't that another? She said exactly that. I said it may break my phone, and she goes, "Isn't that a way to get you to buy another phone?"
You know, I've got, I have the Droids. I've a Samsung phone, and I like it, but this one doesn't have that many updates. But it does. There is an update out there that I need to download that I haven't.
Right.
Because the last time I downloaded an updated operating system, It vaporized some of my files,
right?
My pictures,
right?
And so I didn't like that. I can tell you that. And so So I haven't done it. I haven't upgraded. So I'm going to make sure everything's secure, and then I probably will. But here's the thing. What I don't like about the upgrades is, I mean, I hope they're useful. I hope they actually help me because they do change the way you use your phone. You have to learn how to use it over again.
Right. And do they bring benefit? That's ultimately
if they plug a hole or something like that for the cybersecurity thing, that's one thing.
Right.
But if it's just because some egghead said this will make your games work faster, well, I don't play games on my phone.
Right. And we don't play games. And that's ultimate. And I don't mean games in the literal sense, but I said more metaphorically. Yeah. I'm not about the latest, greatest, bestest.
Right.
You and I have had a conversation about why not to upgrade your phone to the 10 just because it came out. Because if my five works, stick with the 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my last gripe is, why can't we say no once when prompted to update? Why can't we say no once, even toggle a little button, say, please never ask me again?
Leave me the heck alone.
Yeah, because one day I'm going to accidentally hit it, and it's going to brick my phone, because rightly so, it's just the operating system will be far beyond what my phone is capable of.
Or you'll be in the
middle
of needing it, and you actually hit the button, and now your phone's out of commission for 15 minutes.
15 minutes,
and you're trying to get on a plane with your boarding passes.
Exactly,
it's locked up. Yeah.
So you know, Mr. Cook, if you're listening over at Apple, you know, please take these to heart.
He'll check with me later to get your phone number.
Get my phone number, and I better watch for exactly.
Hey Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.